Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph of Masech HaShabbos. We are holding on Kuvav Amud Aleph at the two dots, three lines from the top. V'kal makalkum paturin. The Mishnah said that anyone who does Malacha on Shabbos in a way that is not a tikkun, that's a kilkul, that's destructive, is going to be pater. So the Gemara discusses which types of kilkul that you're chayiv for and which types you're pater for. Tanya Be'avel Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. V'kal makalkum paturin chutz mechava l'mavir. If you make a wound or you burn something, even though it is kilkul, you're going to be chayiv. Those are the only melachos that by their very nature are meant to be destructive, and therefore you can be chayiv even though you did it in a destructive way. Go and teach that outside of the Beis Medrash, because chov lemavir in the Mishnah, we don't agree with that text of the Brisa that there's this exception for chov lemavir. We hold that your makalkal is pater even by chov and mavir. And if you want to say that it is a correct text to have chov lemavir, so you have to explain it. The chutz mechov lemavir does not mean that you're chayiv when it's pure kilkul. Chovel b'tzarech lekalbo. Chovel is not always kilkul, because sometimes you need some blood to give to your dog, and mavir shetzarech leafro, and sometimes you need to burn something because you need the ashes. So if let's say you're mesarek kedushin at a chasana that night, and you need some ashes to put on the Rosh Chasanim, because they have a mikvah b'Rosh Chasanim, so that's the case of mavir, that's not a pure kilkul. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Avahu, who said that the Braisa that's mechayev chovel and mavir, even when you don't need the dam for the kalav, even when you don't need the Afer, fa'anantan kol makalkin p'turin, what do you do with the Mishnah that says that all makalkin are p'turin without exception? So Masis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon, yeah, this is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah that says that your pater, even by Chovel and Mavir, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Braisa follows Rabbi Shimon, and that's why the Braisa holds Yechayev for Chovel and Mavir, even when it's a Kilkul Gomer. My time is Rabbi Shimon. How does Rabbi Shimon know that Chovel and Mavir on Shabbos you're Chayev for even when it's an absolute Kilkul? Midi Isser Kra L'Mishra Mila. From the fact that I need a pasuk to tell me that the mitzvah of Mila is Mutter, even though it's pure Chovel and Mekalkel. HaChovel B'Alma Chayev. So that implies that any other type of Chavala, you'd be Chayev, because the Torah is telling me that you have a special heter to do Mila. From the fact that the Torah asks Havara when it comes to Bas Kohen, the fact that the Torah asks Beis Din being Mavir Eish in order to burn on Shabbos someone who's Chayiv Sreifel, like a Bas Kohen who is Mezana, even though the Havara is pure Kilkul, so you see that regular Mavir, you're going to be Chayiv even though it's pure Kilkul. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that all Mekalkalim are Pater, even Chovel and Mavir. Why do I need a pasuk to be matir mila on Shabbos? And why does the Torah aser carrying out the mitzvah sreifa, the misa sreifa of a bas kohen, that's chayev sreifa on Shabbos? So the Gemara answers: according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't learn from mila and from avaras bas kohen to other types of chovel and mavir. Hasam by mila misakenhu. It's a tikkun. It's not like other chovel mavir, which is destructive and purely destructive, where there is no tikkun. And that's why the Torah has to be matir mila on Shabbos. And that's why the Torah asers havaras bas kohen. And the tikkun of the mila and the tikkun of havaras bas kohen is kidravashi, is best explained using ravashi. Dam ravashi, mali l'sakin v'mila, mali l'sakin, mali l'sakin mila, mali l'sakin kli. Just like a person is misakin a kli, is a tikkun and is chayiv, so too mila is misakin a person. And that's why the Torah has to be matured on Shabbos. Had the Torah not, I would have assumed that that someone who gives a mila is chayiv on Shabbos, because it's a tikkun. And the same is true with havaras bas kohen. Malil vashal psila, malil vashal samanim. What difference does it make if I'm cooking lead for the mitzvah sreifa, or if I'm cooking other things in order to, you know, I'm cooking dyes to make up to dye some cloth, which was the melach samishkan. There's no difference between them. Just like yichayev on bishul sammanim, so it's yichayev on the bishul psila, because you're not being mekalkel the psila when you're being mevashel it. You're being masakin it. You're making it usable. Usable for what? To kill a person, granted, but it is making it usable. So it says Gemara, shir hamalabin. The shir of malabin, the Mishnah said, was twice melo hasit, twice the length of space between your middle middle finger and your pointer when you hold them apart from each other. So Rav Yosef mach v'kafel. Rav Yosef would show them as double, meaning the rochav of the sit, which is the space again between the middle finger and the pointer, and he would measure it twice. Rav Chiya bar Ami mach v'pashut. He would show that the space between the agodal and the etzba once, because that's exactly the same as double the space between the middle finger and the pointer. Meaning, if you were to hold the pointer and the thumb apart from each other, that is twice the space that you would have when holding the middle finger and the pointer apart from each other. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is going to explain the malacha of tzad, of tzeda on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, tzad sipar l'migdal. The person traps a bird into a tower. He opens the door of the Migdal and he chases the bird to come into the Migdal, and then he closes it. V'tzvi l'bayis, or he traps a deer into a house, chayiv. That is a violation of the Melach of Tzad, even though you don't have the bird in hand, but someone who traps a bird into a house is going to be potter, because the bird couldn't go from the house through the windows, and someone who traps a tzvi into a garden or into a chatzar is potter, because he's able to run away from there. But if you've got it really trapped where it can't run away, then you're chayiv. V'cham omri, and the Chum say tzipor lemigdal utzvi lagina lechatzar lebeibarin chayiv. If you trap a tzipor into a migdal, or a deer into a gina, or a chatzar into a beibarin, which are places that are large enclosed areas, you're going to be chayiv. The Chum hold like Rabbi Yehuda as far as tzad of a tzipor, that you're not chayiv when you put it into a house, but yes into a migdal. But they disagree as far as tzad tzvi, that Rabbi Yehuda says only into a house, and the Chum say even a very large enclosure. Shimon Leolomer, lo kala bebarin shavin, zaklal. Mechus retse de pater, shen mechus retse de chayev. He says there's no one rule that you can, there's no one type of description of a place that you can know that it will always be tzad or never be tzad. Rather, you follow the following guideline, you follow the rule. If it requires more work to trap it, it requires more effort to trap it, then you are going to be pater for what you've done until that point. But if it's not going to require any more effort to trap it, then you are then you're chayef for what you've done until that point, because it's considered to already be trapped. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up a Kuvav Amud Beis at the Mishnah.